This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm privileged today that I get to bring you Beth Comstock. She's with us. I'm going to read her biography. Her mission is to understand what's next, navigate change, and help others do the same. By cultivating a habit of seeking out new ideas, people, and places, she built a career path from storyteller to chief marketer to corporate vice chair. Beth spent nearly three decades at GE until December 2017, and as Vice Chair of Business Innovation and previously Chief Marketing Officer, she led efforts to accelerate new growth, develop digital and clean energy futures, seed new business, and enhance brand value. As President of Integrated Media at NBC Universal, Beth also oversaw TV ad revenue and new digital efforts, including the early development of Hulu.com. She's a director at Nike, trustee of the National Geographic Society, and former board president at the Cooper Hewitt Smithsonian National Design Museum. Graduated from the College of William and Mary with a degree in biology, and her first book, Imagine It Forward, about working and living on the front lines of change, was released in 2018 and named Best Business Book Pick by Fast Company and Wired UK. Beth, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me. Good to talk to you, Derek.
You care so much, and that's why you put that extra detail and time into it, and you want to get it right. So to hear that you're missing something, it does sting. But I think we learn to get better at receiving that feedback. And once we do, we realize how not only how valuable it is, but how it's crucial for growth.
Well, I see this in team leaders, and I see it, I remember myself, and I see it in people just starting out. Both ends, you know, team leaders, back to what we said, you feel like you're supposed to have all the answers. I mean, I lead the team. Again, that's absurd. How could you? That's why you have great people who work together. And when you're starting out, you're often afraid to admit what you don't know, and you want to just show how determined you are, and you want everything to be perfect. And part of my issue just in general after work, the career I had, is just, you know, perfectionism is a personal issue I had to deal with, but just the weird relationship business has with failure. You know, startup culture gave us these great phrases like fail fast, fail often, but no one really means it,
no.
Right? No, it's like it doesn't mean anything. And so especially what you're saying as a leader or when people are just starting out is I'm making room for you to mess up. Now, you can't mess up that you're so much you're going to break the company, but you can mess up because that's the way you learn. And again, that's, I think, a different mindset that over time and with confidence and with the right leadership, you get there.
Yeah, thanks for saying that. I think through, you know, when our agency made a pivot, I got the opportunity to speak on niche down, clarity, and focus. And midway through speaking about it to some other entrepreneurs, as I was talking about failure, I had to admit to them, I don't know why I'm saying this. I don't want to fail again. It stings. And so I'm not being authentic right now by telling you that it's okay to fail and that I'm okay with it because I don't like it. I still want to win. It's driven in us. But are we okay with failing in doses that are measurable?
Yeah, I think your honesty of that, you're competitive, you're leading and building a business. I mean, some of the best people I've worked with are the ones who hate to lose. But I also believe that you can't have success without failing. I mean, it's how we learn. Think of toddlers when they're learning to go from crawling to walking. I mean, if we held them responsible for every time they fell down and said our kids were failures, I mean, imagine they would never get up again.
Right.
So I think we just, it's just part of how we work.
Derek Champagne here. Hey, if you're feeling isolated right now, if this health scare has got you working remotely or you're feeling uncertain, I want to invite you to check out my mastermind. Come join us. It's DerekChampagneMastermind.com.